With the Supreme Court nominee, it's like the hymn, "What a Friend We Have in Business." I'm David Brancaccio in New York. President Trump's nominee for high court, Brett Kavanaugh, is a federal appeals court judge and a former aide to President George W. Bush. Marketplace's Erica Barris is on the line here. What do we know about his record on business cases?
Well, that we'll say the underlying thread through his years on the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in D.C. has been deregulation. There's been the sentiment that agencies like the Environmental Protection Agency exert too much power. In 2016, he voted to disband the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the banking industry watchdog, because he said it was unconstitutional. He said there was too much power in the agency structure of having a single director. The constitutionality of the CFPB structure was later upheld by a larger panel of judges. And the White House, right off the bat, has been playing up Kavanaugh's record of supporting big business.
And how might this play out in, say, the U.S. economy?
Well, I asked that question to Amy Wildermuth at the University of Pittsburgh's Law School, and she said less regulation could initially be good for economic growth because companies can spend more on their business instead of on compliance. But she cautioned that with fewer federal regulations, states could end up doing more of the regulating themselves down the line.
What we may have is a return to more traditional common law remedies. And if that's true, which would rely on state law, it may mean that eventually, even in the deregulatory state, there could be greater costs.
But again, the common thread we're seeing is deregulation.
Erica, thank you. Let's do the numbers. FTSE in London is up 0.3%. Dow and S&P futures up 0.2%. NASDAQ future up slightly more. Also watching crude oil with Norwegian oil workers going on strike. The European price up 1% at $79 a barrel. New York's price is up 0.4%. Carried along by the promises of deregulation and lower taxes, the optimism of many small businesses in the U.S. soared after the 2016 election. The latest reading from the National Federation of Independent Business remains at near record high levels of optimism, although this reading for June was down slightly, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Small business owners surveyed by NFIB report strong sales, investment, and hiring plans. Chalk that up in part to the Trump administration's tax cuts, says Joe Bruswellis at consulting firm RSM.
They've seen their effective tax rate drop significantly, and that's bolstered both optimism and activity.
The business group reports that as unemployment has fallen, attracting qualified workers has become a top concern. Bruswellis says small business owners are having to compete for talent against larger employers with deeper pockets.
Finding a pool of willing and available workers has been the number one challenge.
One significant threat on the horizon, says Jim Diffley at IHS Market, is escalating global trade tensions. Diffley tracks small business employment, and he says so far,
no, we're not seeing it yet in our data. We wouldn't have expected to see it yet.
But he says if China, Canada, and the EU retaliate with more tariffs on U.S. exports, many small businesses will feel the pain. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
With the U.S. and China in what looks like a trade war, guess who's over in Germany signing deals? The Chinese prime minister with Chancellor Merkel. Today, the two countries signed $24 billion in trade and other deals for businesses to cooperate. German businesses such as Siemens, BASF, BMW were part of this. Although this was a bilateral thing, both leaders today verbally stressed their faith in the multilateral trading system. John in Minneapolis, Minnesota, wrote to say how much he enjoys our coverage of the economy and that Marketplace helps him make strong arguments and combat misinformation about financial matters. To join John in supporting trustworthy, objective journalism, donate online at marketplace.org. Thanks to all the Marketplace investors who make our work possible. The economics of cities now. LeBron James announced the other day he's leaving his hometown Cleveland Cavaliers for the second time, throwing in now with the L.A. Lakers. 2010, LeBron's first departure for Miami shook both Cleveland's economy and its psyche. But as Ashton Mara reports from the Marketplace Hub at the IdeaStream newsroom in Cleveland, some Clevelanders see this situation in their city differently now.
We're 27,000 square feet.
Nick Costas has spent 16 years as the managing partner of Pickwick and Frolic, a restaurant and comedy club in downtown Cleveland. Although he's a proud Brooklyn native, Costas says Cleveland is his home and the Cavs his team.
Who isn't a Cavs fan?
Pickwick and Frolic is located on a pedestrian street about three blocks from Quicken Loans Arena, where the Cavs play. It's lined with restaurants and bars that Costa says are packed when the Cavs are in town, even on the harshest winter nights. But now Costa fears those unforgiving conditions may get the better of his business, since LeBron James is headed to the West Coast.
The hotels will feel it. The restaurants will feel it. Employment will be affected, because there won't be as many places to work, as many hours, because on a snowy night, the Quicken Loans Arena was still full.
Stan Vogger with the D.C. think tank, the American Enterprise Institute, says Costas's worries have merit. He studied the impact on the hospitality industry in Cleveland when LeBron James returned in 2014 and found...
Within a mile of the stadium, you see a big uptick in the number of establishments and a big uptick in employment at those establishments.
Businesses that serve food and drink within that mile increased by nearly 14%, and the number of jobs at those establishments increased nearly 24%. The Cavaliers played 13 postseason games in Cleveland this year with LeBron James. Research firm Convention Sports and Leisure International says those games generated more than $38 million for the city.
There's no doubt that LeBron leaving will have an impact.
That's Emily Lauer, Communications Director for Cleveland's Tourism Bureau.
We saw that 8 years ago when he left. But I think Cleveland is a very different place in 2018 than Cleveland was in 2010.
The city has a more vibrant overall economy today, she says. And while LeBron James helped make that happen, he was only one factor. In Cleveland, I'm Ashton Mara for Marketplace.
With a name like Smuckers, as the ad and the comedy routine used to go, it must be a good acquisition. J.M. Smuckers is selling Pillsbury, along with its Doughboy, to private equity people for $375 million. Pillsbury's sales have been in decline. Smucker has more faith in its Folgers coffee and pet food, which it's keeping. I have this clever mnemonic device for remembering the name of the CEO of Smucker, Mark Smucker. Our producers are Michael Lipkin, Katie Long, Daniel Shin. I'm Dave Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. And we're from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.